Momentarily, we will be doing our first edition of Odds and Ends for the 2025 season. Oh, Doran, we've made it. Seriously.
Yep.
We've made it.
Yep.
Charlie Batch going to join us at the bottom of the hour, the other half of KDKA's TV broadcast for tomorrow. We were just talking about the ESPN talking heads saying that Shedeur Sanders is set up to fail. And then Lewis Riddick tweets a clarification, kind of, or a defense of himself, which maybe he was not subtweeting our show. Maybe he was just replying to critics of his comments out there. I'd like to imagine, though, Lewis listening to that last segment and then defending himself and not understanding that we don't take our show too seriously because we're then discerning whether or not I wrote penis better without my pinky or without my thumb.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like Lewis sitting there in his car driving around, maybe going to pit practice today or something, being like, well, I got to defend myself. Oh, they're talking about penis.
No, pens, actually, because you didn't put the I in penis.
Yes.
So you spelled pens.
And bird,
that's what we do.
Bird
here.
Squashing.
Yeah, I think that bird might have survived if your thumb was compromised, Harry.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Bird. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. So there are 3 preseason games, 17 regular season games. So we are guaranteed at least 20 odds and ends.
Yes.
Hopefully more than that. And the first one starts right now.
It sure does.
Let's do it.
Steelers, Jaguars, tomorrow night. First preseason game. Let's get rolling. Kyle, are you participating in this odds and ends?
I would love to.
All right, great. Here we go. Mason Rudolph, over under 99.5 passing yards.
Over.
Under.
I'm going to go under. So I think they're going to want to run the football. So I'm going to go under with Mason Rudolph whenever he is in the game. Next up is Skylar Thompson, over under 79.5 passing yards.
I'm going to go over. He's going to get the vast majority of the snaps, right? I do think you're right. They want to run the ball a lot, but 79 is not that big of a total. I think he'll go over.
Yeah, over.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. He's going to go over.
I'm so bummed.
Yeah, I know. Will Howard.
And it's no disrespect to Skylar Thompson. Like, this is an opportunity for him, not just for the Steelers, but to showcase what he's got to other teams in the league that might be quarterback needy. But, man, I was really looking forward to seeing Will Howard.
Caleb Johnson, over under 45.5 rushing yards.
It better be over, right?
Maybe.
I think they're going to run him until the wheels come off in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And you've got him behind the starting offensive line with the exception of Isaac Seumalo, who's not going to play. Now, the Jags are playing their starters.
Right.
I think it's a big test. I think he'll be in after the starters are out.
Yes.
For Jacksonville, but I think the Steelers' offensive line is going to play a lot of the game. I think he's going to go over.
I say over as well for all those reasons.
Let me go slightly under. Slightly under for Caleb Johnson. Roman Wilson, over under 35.5 receiving yards he plays.
I'm going to answer it the same way. We don't know if he's going to play because he got the groin tweaked yesterday in practice. But then I think he re-entered and was doing individual drills, so maybe he's fine. Maybe it was just a scare. He should be the number one target share dude.
Yep. He should get 10 targets tomorrow.
Yes, he should. And because he's playing with Mason Rudolph, who should be a great preseason quarterback, he going to get the ball thrown in his direction, make some plays. No Calvin Austin, because he's been hurt. You would think Calvin would be the number one wide receiver typically in a preseason. He ain't going to play. DK Metcalf ain't going to play. He better go over 39.5. And I want to see him put someone on his on their ass blocking, too.
Over. Yes.
And go under. Under.
You're just not a Roman Wilson believer?
I think that there's going to be other guys that we're going to name in this odds and ends that are going to get the bulk of the yards for the receivers. Ben Skoranek, over under 15.5 receiving yards. By the way, everybody, I made these up on my own.
Yeah, this is just a goofy little way that we can analyze a preseason game.
Yeah, this is not from a site during the season. It will be from ESPN Bet. But right now, the lines are not out for prop bets.
Ben Skowronek. If Roman Wilson's number one, he might be number two. Or will Scotty Miller make his presence known? Scotty Miller, who's having himself a hell of a training camp. I'll go over. The Skylar Thompson. You could only hope to contain the Skylar Thompson to Ben Skowronek connection, Doran.
Right.
I don't think he's going to get that many. I'll say under.
I'm going to go over for Skowronek. He'll have two catches, and he'll get the over with those two catches. Scotty Miller over under 35.5 receiving yards.
I'm going over. Superstar. Preseason superstar.
Under.
Totally agree with you, Crowley. I think he goes way over that number. Mm-hmm. Way over.
You know what we got to do now that we're like in the middle of this and we didn't do a pre-production meeting or anything? We need to keep track, and then the loser has to do something for the winner.
I agree.
And the guy in between.
Yeah, whatever.
Forget about him.
Right. Rock Taylor. Over under 20.5 receiving yards.
Under, but he's going to score a touchdown.
Oh, I like that a lot.
How about a little toe tap back in the end zone so Pompeiani can bust out the Rock Taylor touchdown call he's been planning?
Mm-hmm. Under.
I'm going to go over.
Do we get asked about him more than anybody else, pretty much? Like, of the non, like, big-name guys, I feel like people text in, tweet in, they're crazy about this Rock Taylor.
They are. I'm anxious to see him play, too, because there's a lot of chatter about him. There has been since OTA, since he signed as an undrafted free agent. Connor Hayward over under 15.5 receiving yards.
This is going to be the game of Connor Hayward's life. Connor Hayward, it's an uphill battle potentially for him to make the roster this year. His brother is now in the midst of a contract dispute. The Steelers want to make Cam Hayward happy, so they're going to force feed Connor Hayward the football. Over.
Yeah, I'll say over.
I'm going over as well. Derek Harmon, over under one sack.
Mm. It better be over. So I'm gonna say over. Like, I would think with Trevor Lawrence, like, they're playing their starters. Last I read, Liam Cohen said they're playing the starters. If it's Lawrence, he's going to get the ball out quick, I would think. You don't want to risk any injury to him. But as things turn over and Derek Harmon continues to play against the second, third, maybe even fourth string guys, yeah, I think he gets a sack.
I don't. I say under.
He does get a sack. Y.A. Black, over under three tackles.
One tackle. He'll go under. One tackle, a TFL, pass deflection.
Okay.
Everyone talks about his big old oven mitt hands.
Mm-hmm.
He's been swatting balls, bang, bang, left and right. He's going to do it again tomorrow.
I'm going to go under that number.
I'm going to go over. I think he shows up in a big way. Peyton Wilson, over under five tackles.
Ooh, five. Are we going to see Cole Holcomb? I guess we would. I'm looking forward to seeing Holcomb.
Yeah.
I'll go over. He should be a superstar.
A demon.
Yeah.
In that first quarter.
I hope he stays healthy, too. Yeah. Don't worry about him.
I say under. A little too high for my liking.
It's a big number.
It is a big number, but I think he's just going to be a demon all over the field. They're not going to be able to stop him, and then he'll get his five tackles and be taken out of the game. Jack Sawyer, our guy, over under one sack.
He's going over. He might be the talk of the preseason game after it's all said and done. That guy's huge.
Mm.
I say over, yeah.
Over as well. Over as well. One sack. Maybe more for Jack Sawyer. Will the Steelers defense have an interception?
Yes. Off the Y.A. Black deflection, Doran. Right into the hands of Brandon Echols.
Yeah, I'll have one.
I agree. They will have one. Will Broderick Jones give up a sack?
No, but he'll have a holding penalty.
I say yes, he'll give up a sack.
I'm going to say no. I think it's going to be clean for Broderick Jones. Will Ben Sauls make all his kicking attempts?
Yes, he will.
Yeah.
He sure will. Will Travis Hunter, who will be playing both ways in this game, give up a touchdown? And will he score a touchdown? and or?
I think he scores. I don't think he gives one up.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, he said, yeah, no. What does that mean?
I agree.
He agrees with you, I think. Mm-hmm. I think he scores a touchdown and gives up one as a corner. All right. Player of the game.
I think it's going to be Jack Sawyer. Maybe a strip sack for Jack.
I have an odd feeling Skylar Thompson's going to do well.
Huh.
I'll say Skylar Thompson.
I like that pick from you because this goes hand in hand who my pick is. Scotty Miller. He will be the player of the game. There's odds and ends. First one of the season, baby. Let's go.
Let's go. Coming up next. Oh, God, I'm so happy to be back. I am so happy to be back. Mike Tomlin yesterday in his pre-practice press conference. Man, he's having a hard time hiding his giddiness about this Steelers defense. We'll let you hear it. We'll react to what he had to say coming up. And then we've got Charlie Batch at the bottom of the hour.
We want to be a versatile group. We got versatile and capable players. You're not going to be good in the National Football League, let alone great, unless you have some diversity in your call sheet, and that's in any of the three phases. And so certainly it's a time of the year for us to explore different postures from a defensive perspective, and whether or not we choose to utilize them as we get into the regular season has a lot to do with how we perform in them.
How they doing so far?
Pretty good. It's pretty versatile.
Mike Tomlin loves this defense. He can't hide it. Smiling ear to ear. How's it looking so far? It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
He loves himself some Jalen Ramsey. And don't think for a second that Tomlin wasn't the guy who pushed that over the edge, that deal. He absolutely did. And I love it. I love the move, if they're utilized correctly. And by all accounts, you know, Ramsey has been great in the slot. He's been great on the outside. You've seen a little bit of him at safety. I think that's probably a harbinger of things to come. But like, positively, like, I don't want to see a lot of him at safety. But from time to time, sure.
Yeah.
They got three really good corners. And look, you're going to get some of the camp eyes this time of year, or even guys on the team will start to think that they're better than they actually are. It happens every year with the Pirates. Grapefruit League play. Like, wow, you know what? I think the Pirates, they're scoring some runs down here. I think they're going to be okay. That we've heard it from Peyton Wilson, DK Metcalf, Juan Thornhill. But you've heard it from pretty much everybody that this defense is going to be great. And I need to see it down the stretch to believe it. But it does have me, it has my attention. It has my attention. And you even got guys like Charlie Batch, who's our next guest, who says that this team reminds him of the 2005 team that won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't think Tomlin would be doing this if he didn't really believe in it. I mean, the classic thing you do is you undersell and you hope to overdeliver. They have really been pumping their own tires about this defense.
This defense now, this year, the way it looks and how they structured it just gives them the flexibility to do so many other things. So that's probably why Tomlin is so excited. Because it's almost like that endless possibility kind of mindset. It's like, yeah, I think our structure is great, but we can do so many things because of that. And if we want to get into, you know, this type of personnel on defense, we want to run this blitz, if we want to run this coverage, we want to run this stunt, we can do that now. And there's probably been years, like last year, we just can't do that because of personnel. Now the personnel allows you to do that. So if he... You know, him being a defensive guy by nature, he's probably extremely excited for the possibilities of what this defense can do.
And a texter writes in, well, Adam, why is Doran tweeting about you not being able to stop staring at the piece of chicken liver stuck in your teeth? I don't think you tweeted that.
No, I did not.
That might be the oatmeal guy from before.
Probably is, yep.
But here's the text I wanted to read, but I have ADHD. Okay, what about the run defense? We addressed that yesterday. We were talking about it earlier today. They are banking on two rookies improving this run defense substantially. And when we had Chris Carter on, he said they kind of marveled at Y.A. Black's ability to penetrate, but also his willingness and ability to eat up a couple of offensive linemen. And Man, that's a lost art almost.
Yeah.
Like, that's why he fell in the draft. I feel like 20 years ago, Wyatt Black's a first round pick.
Yeah.
But you're just not going to take a guy who's going to play 30-35% of the snaps in the first round, but that doesn't mean he can't be a diamond in the rough, and you said that way back when they took him. So, hey, they need to prove it at an NFL level, and that starts tonight for both Harmon and or tomorrow night, excuse me, for both Wyatt Black and Derek Harmon. It's the first step in their journey. Let's see what it looks like. And then tomorrow's about depth, too, because as they wilted down the stretch, TJ Watt's not he's not old, but he ain't a spring chicken anymore. Like, depth is massively important. We're going to get a big look at Jack Sawyer tonight, which I think is big. That is oatmeal guy, by the way.
It is.
I know you were worried about that.
Yeah, I was real worried. Yeah.
Charlie Batch going to join us next. I brought up the fact that the Bengals offense looked really good, and then you slid in there. I think the defense might be trash. So I went back and I looked. Bengals starting defense. This is from a Cincinnati paper or website. Paper. How old am I?
Old.
Bengals starting defense got bludgeoned on the ground early in Thursday's opening 34-27 preseason loss. The Eagles starting running back for the game, not Saquon Barkley.
Kid from Clemson, right?
Will Shipley. Diced up the front seven for 48 yards on seven carries. It looked eerily similar to last season when Cincinnati ranked 28th in rushing EPA play allowed and 31st in success rate.
Yep.
Are we buying these Bengals?
Offense. But I think that the offense could carry them to a point. But I'm not buying I don't know. I think Joe Burrow is that good that he could carry that team just on offense. But you're going to have to play the perfect team that isn't as explosive on offense that can just score points but not score crazy points, and then you'll have a chance. But if you go against a team that's insanely explosive, like, they have zero chance, if that makes sense.
No, it does. And I think,
because the defense can't even slow it down.
Right. They got better down the stretch last year, but you look at the schedule and who they played made a lot of difference in how well they played. Elite offense and bottom of the barrel defense just screams 8-9 or 9-8 again to me. I'm not buying the Bengals. Texter writes in, you guys talking about Tomlin doing something different. Yeah, that's a good one. Look, we can all criticize, and we should criticize, Mike Tomlin's playoff failures. They have failed defensively a lot of different ways. When Brady picked them apart in the 2016 AFC Championship game, they were playing a lot of zone. So then they wanted to play a lot of man. They got killed doing that. When Keith Butler was here, they blitzed a lot. Last year, they did not blitz very much at all. They found a lot of different ways to be good in the regular season and fail in the playoffs. I don't think it's a crazy notion to think that they are going to change things up this year. They are going to look different schematically. They just are.
Yeah, I mean, your personnel allows you to do that. That's the only way it works. I mean, these are NFL coaches. Like, you know, they want to run everything. They want to look different. They want to change things up. But you can only do that if your personnel allows you to do that. Like, you don't think Mike Tomlin wants to do all kinds of different things and exotic blitzes, things of that nature? Sure he does, of course. Any defensive coordinator or offensive coordinator wants to do all those things. But you can only do that if you have the guys to do it.
Right, you can't blitz last year because you're leaving your terrible corners on
Dante Jackson and Joey Porter Jr., who wants to hold all the time, is in his second year. Like, you're just not going to do that. You're going to give up a big play.
Beanie Bishop, Cam,
I mean, come on.
Sutton, you're not going to do it. I mean, that's why they had Minka playing as far off the ball as he was. I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl. I'm not saying that the defense is going to be the best thing since sliced bread. What we're saying is it's going to look different schematically, which I don't think is a hot take. I think that's what's going to happen. We'll talk to Charlie Batch about a whole bunch of Steelers-related things. The other half of the broadcast duo on TV for tomorrow night. We already talked to Pomp. Now we'll talk to Charlie when we come back. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Steelers, Jags, tomorrow night for like none of the marbles, but we're excited about it nonetheless. We talked to Bob Pompiani earlier. He'll be doing play-by-play for Channel 2, and his analyst, none other than Steelers quarterback Charlie Batch. Charlie, thank you for joining us today, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, I mean, Charlie, we've been talking nonstop good football for 7 months, and now we finally get to watch some? Let's go, man.
Absolutely. Everybody feels that way. This is why the NFL is so far ahead of all other other professional sports because people are anticipating just a preseason game. That's the beauty of it.
Charlie, you probably get excited for football to come because then that means snow will be here not long after and you get to use your blower in the driveway.
I get excited about it. I have this big snow blower, and because of climate change, I have not been able to use it as much as I would like. That's when people ask me, what's the phenomenon? You know, why do I get excited about it, this phenomenon that I have? I'm like, well, because I don't get to use it. So either way, I'm excited about it.
Charlie, we talked to your broadcast partner, Bob Pompeiani, earlier. We actually talked to your other broadcast partner, Trey Essex, earlier in the week. You guys have that new podcast you're doing, which we've listened to, and it's really good stuff. You said on the podcast that this team could remind you in some ways of the 05 team. What makes you say that?
Well, defensively, they're solid. I mean, I do firmly believe that they could be a top 10, if not a top 5 defense, if they all stay healthy. So that kind of gives me, you know, a little comparison on that end. And obviously in that 05 year, Ben was younger, but we focused on running the football. And those are things that Arthur Smith is trying to do at this particular point, especially with the tight ends that you have there creating mismatches. So it just kind of gives me that vibe that if everybody stays healthy, that it could potentially lean down that road.
Charlie, what impresses you the most with Aaron Rodgers still being able to play at the age of 41 years old?
But that by itself, I'm just like, wow, my knees are over here cracking, and he's over there throwing the football around, which is a beautiful thing. But he still can throw the football. There's no question about that. And the experience that he brings stepping into that huddle, guys are buying in, and I just love the fact that he is continuing to build the relationships in the manner that he has with so many guys who are so much younger than him. So those are things that you kind of see and, you know, get excited about from that perspective. But if Aaron stays healthy, you know, he's showing no ill effects of that Achilles injury a couple years ago. So just watching him, I'm getting excited as we get closer to week one.
Charlie, you played 2 games in 2012 as a 38-year-old. And I understand that everybody's different, no doubt. But what's the first thing that goes at that point? Is it mobility? Is it arm strength? I mean, you were playing at 38. That's pretty damn good.
No, I appreciate it. I mean, you know, it's just a matter. It just takes you a little longer to recover. That's all. You know, you got to make sure you're icing your arm a little bit more than what you did at a younger age. And you just hope that you don't get banged up on game day, that it now kind of lingers into Monday, Tuesday, and even in Wednesday in some cases to recover. But Coach Tomlin has done a really good job of really giving your veterans the time off to make sure that you recover the older you get into your career. So those are things that you just make sure that ice tub becomes your best friend. I promise you that.
Charlie, reports from yesterday are telling us that Broderick Jones probably had his best practice this training camp. What are you looking to see out of Broderick Jones on Saturday night? Is there certain details that you're looking for in him playing left tackle?
Yeah, I want to see if he's able to convert. You know, there's a big difference between kicking your right foot out, and now he's going to have to kick his left foot out. I know he played that, you know, in a position in college, but when you get to the professional ranks and only focus on it for a couple years, you know, it takes you a little bit of time to get back. And because he missed time early in this training camp, I just want to see how he can now expedite what that learning curve looks like for him on that left side. So, you know, so I think it's a little early. It looks good as far as weight loss wise. Now can he just transition that into the games? And hopefully they're not in a lot of third and long situation where we're putting a lot of pressure on him. But I just want to see him control that line of scrimmage.
Charlie, big bummer to see Will Howard get hurt. This was going to be his time to shine, his time for the masses to see him. And I know that you were able to lay your eyes on him, I believe, before he got hurt. If so, what did you see out of him?
Yeah, he was really looking good. It seemed like the offense was slowing down the more that he, you know, kept just spitting out the terminology and the verbiage that goes along with the position. And, I was excited to see him in this preseason game, but unfortunately, when that snap occurred and he actually, you know, broke his hand in that manner, I'm like, wow, this is the first time in 27 years that I've ever been a part of seeing a quarterback actually break his hand by taking a CQ exchange. So those are things that I'm bummed about because we don't get the opportunity to look at him now. If the flip side of this, now you lose these 3 to 4 weeks of evaluation. What does this look like for the 2026 quarterback class to say, is this going to be your guy moving forward? So this kind of puts the Steelers organization in a cloudy situation because you truly do not have the evaluation. I know people will say, well, he gets to practice the rest of the year. But when you practice as the backup quarterback, mentally, you know, you have to know your assignment as a starter. but you own, but practice wise, you're the other team's quarterback. You're running scout team cards, so it's not your offense anymore. So that's going to be something that the Steelers are going to have to pay attention to as the season goes on what that looks like for him in their evaluation process heading into 2026.
Charlie, Roman Wilson, he's going to have a big opportunity Saturday night. You know, last year, obviously, not playing that much. As a former quarterback, I mean, put yourself in tomorrow night's shoes. If you're Mason Rudolph, what are you looking for out of Roman Wilson? What are the certain things you want to see him do and accomplish on Saturday night?
Yeah, just breaking the huddle, knowing where to line up, shift motions, and those type of things. Is he able to break off a route if there's a hot route? You know, can he get to his depth? Everything that I've seen thus far has done that. But again, he is a redshirt kind of rookie in this particular manner because he didn't play all of last year, and all of those reps are gone. So you don't typically, you're not going to see that typically that elevation from year one to year two that typically you would see with most rookies. So he's starting over. He just has to get out of his own head because he's trying to be perfect every single time. And if you heard Aaron Rodgers' sound bites from a couple days ago, he says he just has to get out of his own way. And that's ultimately what we're seeing at this particular point. Can he play? 100%. Now it's just a matter of just going out there and just being relaxed.
Do you think Rodgers needs to play in the preseason, Charlie?
I did selfishly only because, and I don't need to see him throw the football down the field and those type of things, but because you missed the all of off season and those OTA workouts, you're playing catch up and everybody else knows the offense, and now he has that expedited learning curve to now have to go in there. I just wanted him to go in, understand registering, play, because it's a different system that he's ran into before, step into the huddle, get to the line of scrimmage, and I don't care if it was three straight runs and get him out of there. It's just the mechanics of what these other young guys that he's going to be playing with now with the expectation of Aaron bringing to that huddle. I just wanted to see it all work together. Will we see it next week? Absolutely. But I just want to see, I would like to see it this week versus next week.
Charlie, we're going to get a chance to see Travis Hunter play Saturday night. Obviously, the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to play their starters. Travis Hunter being the starting wide receiver and second string corner, he's going to play both ways. You think that's going to work out for him as the season does go on?
I think it possibly could. The coaches just have to manage what those snap count looks like. Now, if I'm a defensive back on the other side, I'm like, wow, really? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm trying to make the team, and you're playing two positions. This is crazy. So somebody's going to get X out of the equation. This isn't college where you have the luxury of everybody else being on that roster. He is going to take up an extra roster spot. So those are things from an endurance standpoint. They'll be able to play itself out. You know, of course, you're adding that Florida heat to the particular equation as well. So they just have to monitor and manage what those reps look like. Can he do it? Yes, but at what level can he do it at consistently? That's going to be the question that we're all going to try to figure out.
Another year with Bob Pompiani in the booth, Charlie. You guys go out for like a big steak dinner or something tonight?
Well, clearly the first preseason game, we generally don't if it's on the road, only because we have our meetings later on tonight heading into tomorrow, where if it's a home game, we actually meet 2 days beforehand, and then we're able to enjoy a nice little dinner the day before the game. So this is just a little bit different in this particular equation, but I'm excited about working with Bob again. Obviously, this is our 11th season doing the preseason broadcast, so wow. I'm excited about it because we are 1 week closer to the actual regular season when you start to hear me and Bob's voices on the TV. So I'm just excited, and Bob is a legend, and I'm just honored to have the opportunity to work alongside him.
Charlie, you're a legend in your own right, man. We appreciate you jumping on with us today. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Take care.
Thanks, Charlie.
Oh, I love Charlie.
No, he's the best.
He is. The YouTube comments are out of control.
What happened now?
Well, Boobsburg Feeler says that they think that Will Howard's got osteoporosis because he broke his hand on a quarterback exchange. Now the YouTube comments have devolved into talking about their favorite kinds of milk because he needs more milk because of the osteoporosis.
If you, I think that you do like milk, you know that I despise
You hate
milk.
Milk.
What's your go-to milk? Like, what's your favorite?
I'm going Turner's.
No, I mean like what?
Whole.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We're going full-bodied, full flavor.
Like, is that...
Guinness is my favorite beer, so of course I love whole milk. Just thick.
Ooh!
White.
All right, I shouldn't even ask that question, honestly.
And then I said, Charlie, what's the first thing to go when you age? And one of the YouTube commenters saying the first thing that goes when you get old and retire is your wife. So you can join the cast of hundreds, and you can join the goofballs over there on our YouTube stream. We appreciate each and every one of you. All right, we do this during the regular season. We may as well do it to wrap up our show. It is Saturday's game balls on a Friday. Dorn will pick a couple guys we think we'll be talking about on Monday. Harry will join the fray as well. That's next. Thanks to Charlie Batch for joining us in the previous segment on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We've blown past the 50-minute mark, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Shout out to the dude on the YouTube stream who said that the first guy to discover that you can drink cow's milk was probably ostracized by his friends. That takes a lot of guts.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, Jimmy, you guys will never believe this. You just drink it straight from the udder.
Yeah.
Probably a weird guy.
Yeah.
All right.
You think they were drinking breast milk back then? Like, that's the only way you could discover that, right? It's like, hey, look, this tastes interesting.
It's not the only way you could discover it, but I do hope that that's the way that it went. No, like, these things produce milk, so ipso facto,
probably,
those things do.
Yeah, that's probably the case.
Because if not, then it's just purely curiosity. Like, I wonder what that thing would be like in my mouth.
Yeah.
And that's a lot weirder, I think.
Yeah.
All right, Saturday's game balls on a Friday.
Why did we talk about that?
It's Friday and I'm tired. And
Dorn
I wanted
hates
to,
milk.
And Dorn. I wanted to hear Harry laugh like a hyena behind the glass there.
I thought you hated when I left.
Social media's Biggest Loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. One guy, game ball. Who are we going to be talking about on Monday?
Carson Bruner.
That's a great one, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just a great one.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that we've said his name on the air since he got drafted.
Uh-huh.
But you know, yeah, he's going to run around. He's going to fly around, make plays.
Yep. Special teams and defense.
I was going to say, you get, so if you're trying to do your, like, goofy, nerdy roster cut down thing at home, and I know some fans like to do that out there, pay special attention to who's getting a lot of these special team snaps, because that'll tell you. That's a great call. God, I'm boring. I was going to go Jack Sawyer, and I still am going to go Jack Sawyer, but I think you've already won this one. Harry, give us a game ball that we'll be talking about. Guy who gets a game ball we'll be talking about on Monday.
I think Roman Wilson is a bit underrated. I think he's going to do well. I said he was going to go over on his yardage that Dorn set as a line.
39.5.
I think he's going to...
35.5.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think he's going to perform better, though, than many would think. So I choose Roman Wilson for a game ball.
I think of the three... he'd probably be the one you'd want to get the game ball.
Yes.
Go out there and...
of anybody, really.
Anybody on the team.
Yep.
Because you can't give Broderick Jones a game ball.
Right.
Like, just don't give up sacks.
Right.
Yeah. All right, I'm looking forward to doing the show on Monday, man.
Me too.
We'll have a game to analyze.
Yep.
We'll talk to Yins at 5:40. Jason Mackey in for the guys coming up next. First, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 85, low of 55. Tomorrow and game day, high of 89, and in Jacksonville, doesn't look like it's going to rain beyond the morning tomorrow. No lightning, anything like that, so should have a seamless game day.